Misdiagnosis of both acute coronary syndrome and atrial fibrillation are common in clinical practice. This can have devastating consequences for patients. In this course, we emphasize the importance of overall clinical context in their diagnosis. We deal with two of the most common errors in ECG diagnosis made in the acute setting: misdiagnosis of ST-EMI and misdiagnosis of atrial fibrillation. We show you how to recognize causes of ST elevation on the ECG, unrelated to acute coronary syndrome. In particular, you will learn how to identify early repolarization pattern and male pattern ST segment elevation on the ECG, findings present in a proportion of healthy individuals in the absence of ischemic heart disease. We teach you how to recognize electrode misplacement, a potential source of artifact mimicking ECG changes associated with acute coronary syndrome. In this course, we emphasize the importance of the assessment of basic ECG features and overall clinical context in the diagnosis of atrial fibrillation. We test your ability to apply this approach. Evidence suggests that over-reliance on the computer interpretation reported on modern ECG readouts is a major contributing factor to both of the diagnostic errors dealt with in this course. We will discuss the diagnostic limitations of the ECG computer interpretation in clinical practice.